Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Take a look at the Mattagami River as you drive by on your way home. The Timmins Flood Advisory Committee says the water level has dropped so much and keeps dropping, it has ended the flood watch. Pride Week in Timmins, June 3rd to 10th, will feature two drag shows despite online backlash and protests in the U.S. Pride Timmins president Mathieu Villeneuve says one show for adults will be at the Surge. The other at the Timmins Museum will be accessible to everyone, including kids accompanied by adults. And he says, contrary to what you might believe, other than lip syncing and dancing, there's no sexuality in a drag performance.
I would highly recommend anybody who has issues with it, just come by and check it out. Experience it first before you gather an opinion from other people.
For more on Pride, the history behind it, and drag shows, our interview with Mathieu Villeneuve is posted on our website. The mental well-being of officers and other employees is important to the Timmins Police Service, so it has signed on with the volunteer-run St. John Ambulance Therapy Dog Program. A 6-year-old Bernedoodle named Dakota, meaning friend of all, visits once a week with his human, Shelley Delaurier. They make the rounds in the 911 dispatch center and other offices. Delaurier says it allows workers a few minutes to de-stress with Dakota's help.
He just loves when you put his scarf on and we get out the door. He knows what we're going to be doing, so he gets to meet everybody.
Information on the dog program is available from the St. John Ambulance local office. Canada and the other G7 countries are imposing new sanctions on Russia related to its invasion of Ukraine. At the G7 Leaders Summit in Japan today, there was also new funding announced to guard against the proliferation of nuclear weapons. The Group of Seven is an intergovernmental political forum consisting of countries including Canada, the U.S., Japan, and the United Kingdom. Finally, this afternoon, notice something distinctly Canadian about Google today. The Google Doodle features poutine. Today was picked to honor the Quebecois dish of fries, cheese curds, and gravy because May 19, 2014 was the day the word poutine was added to the English Merriam-Webster Dictionary. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.